Our platform can already extract 14,000 of descriptors, personality traits, interests, and breaks them down into AI personas automatically.
Welcome to AI for Business Growth, the podcast from pioneering artificial intelligence entrepreneur, Dr. Andre Bates. This show aims to demystify AI for all business people, from startup entrepreneurs right through to Fortune 500 companies. Each episode focuses on all things AI and future tech to help you and your business to navigate through and benefit from the sometimes confusing but magical world of AI-powered tools to grow businesses.
Today's show is about how to use artificial intelligence to optimize your ads on social media. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Google, etc. There's so many ads today on social channels. So actually fighting for engagement and doing it consistently well is something you can only do effectively with artificial intelligence. My guest today is Alex Farsiv, who founded Soman.ai, which has been recognized as one of Gartner's cool vendors in 2020, joining the likes of Zoom and many others. Soman.ai has been recognized for its introduction of long-tail targeting and AI ad optimization technology into digital marketing. So it allows you to do very high-performance digital marketing with minimal human effort. And not only do you get strong clicks and engagement, but it translates into real-world sales. Welcome to the podcast, Alex. I'm so pleased to have you here.
Hey, Andrea, nice to meet you again. And thanks so much for the very nice introduction. I think I myself cannot do it better than you. So
I think you can. Well, I might get you to do a better one now. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and what led you to found Soman.ai?
Okay. Well, the story is just one of those startup stories. When you are very focused on something, and then after that you figure out that you are not the only one seeing that problem, and then you decide to start a company, and then this company happened to work very well. So that's pretty much how it has all started. So I'm originally a researcher, a professor in university, and the idea of starting this company came to me when I was doing my PhD. Mm-hmm. In National University of Singapore in Asia, in the heart of Asia. Mm-hmm. So we were working very much on the user profiling technology, which is about understanding somebody's behavioral traits based on what they post on social networks. Mm-hmm. And we even get very famous, like there was Guardian and Daily Mail and New York Post writing about us when we happened to predict Donald Trump to behave like a bachelor based on his Twitter timeline. So all this kind of stuff, it was very fun. But then we realized that many brands and marketers, digital advertisers, actually need this kind of technology to understand their audiences. And we also found that many of them are fighting against each other in auctions by trying to approach exactly the same people, exactly the same audience that come across in the most obvious way. Let's say you are in the fast food industry and everybody's targeting burger interests on Facebook, and then everybody fighting against each other. And this obviously very good for Facebook because they're selling this traffic, but that doesn't really work for advertisers, those who are trying to make business out of Facebook and Google ads. And we thought, okay, maybe if we can use this technology of profiling, understanding of the audience, to do a better job in targeting ads and optimizing ads. So then instead of targeting very common and competitive persona, we could come up with thousands of AI-driven personas with its own targeting, with its own interest that are still very relevant to the brand, but at the same time, maybe they are much cheaper to target. And we tested this idea, and it worked, and it worked again. And then since then, it worked more than 17 times across 20 geographical markets. So it just very, very, very good, inspiring, and most important for me, a scientific idea that have a very good real-world application that we are developing.
Really nice. And so do the personas, so you said thousands of personas, so the AI will basically generate as many personas as there are in the data. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. If you go to the technical aspects of it, then there are algorithms that can determine how many personas are there, and then just what you say, it can find a number of those segments of audience. But of course, you can define as well. If you want to have 1,000, you can actually try to find 1,000 of groups of people, and it's all about the size of your audience and how many you really need to discover from there. If you run ads, you maybe need a lot. If you try to do analysis, if you try to do strategy, you might need to have 8, 10, 12, whatever number your team can actually consume and make use of.
Interesting. And I remember once you said that before Soman, what marketers had was a lot of dashboards, but it actually meant that they didn't have the actionable insights from the dashboards. It was a lot of data, and they got insights on what worked and what didn't work, but it didn't actually really guide them as much to really getting that end business goal, which is essentially sales. So can you describe how Soman.ai plugs that gap?
So basically, yes, you are right. There is a number of dashboards nowadays exist. They are called social listening platforms. And marketers very often use them for internal reporting purposes. So basically, the way it works is that they are reporting their results on social media, on a paid advertisement, to their managers. However, when it comes to figuring out the new direction for the ads, or figuring out the targeting, or how would you frame your content for the next advertising campaign, that's become a problem, because we are not data scientists. Well, I am a data scientist, but majority of people around are not, and they are smart business people who need very deep, but at the same time, very simple bullet point style type of insight in what to do with their ads, and they don't have time. So we thought, okay, maybe we can bridge this gap by removing the dashboards in the middle and just directly connect the insights from the data to the digital advertising execution. And when the ads get executed, we thought maybe this information could be also used to close the loop and help marketers with their planning, with their strategy. So that become a continuous process. We are analyzing the data. From the data, we are understanding and automatically targeting and executing ads, which saves a lot of time and performance. So the performance become better. But after that, you could actually see what type of people reacting on ads, how they do it, whether they are extroverts or introverts, masculine, feminine, what are the interests that are most relevant to these people. You know, AI can predict more than 11,000 types of interest categories for every single individual on the web. Wow. So, and then this information gets back to the marketers, so they can really decide how to drive campaigns better. If you want, I can give one example. So there is one of the major competitors of Decathlon in Eastern Europe market. And that competitor were running two types of ads. They were running ads for awareness, and also they were running ads for conversion. Conversion was happening in the e-commerce and inside the app, and awareness was a very typical awareness ad. So what was interesting is that in their awareness ad, their CMO decided that they should look informative type of banners where they are comparing different types of products, and also compare the specific features of the product. So if it's a shoe, then maybe they were comparing the fabric, the colors, the price, maybe the purpose, different materials that I used for different parts of the shoe, et cetera, et cetera. So that was the awareness ad. And then at the same time, their conversion ads were all about, you know, how would you look in these shoes when you wear it? How does it fit your lifestyle and overall your style? How cool these shoes will suit you when you go for sports exercise, but also maybe for some kind of casual business event. So it's like a multi-purpose shoes, this type of content. And when we start running ads, our platform actually was able to optimize performance more than three times as compared to what they had before. And the client was already very happy. But what was most important in that project is that we were able to close the loop and gain an insight who were actually reacting on these ads. And we figured out that most of these people are feminine in nature, which is very consistent with the content that they are driving, like long-term vision, etc. But then we realized that the top of the funnel, the awareness, were masculine people who tend to compare features, who tend to look at different properties of the goods that they're selling. So they were filling up the top of the funnel with people who are very masculine, and then later they were trying to convert feminine. And the funnel get broken right in the middle. So in this case, achieving better results on Facebook is, of course, a very interesting and important tactical type of goal. But transforming the whole marketing approach, establishing actually two funnels, for feminine and for masculine, without a break in the middle where different types of product features described to different personas and target different types of people on the web, on the internet, on Google and Facebook, was a much, much more important goal as compared to just running ads better. And this is where dashboards come back, but they come not as analytics. They actually come as a very, very deep insight of how you should adjust your strategy based on how your ads perform, rather than vice versa. And that's what we found to be very useful for the industry.
Really, really interesting. So if you had, I mean, it's a lot of work for the marketers, I guess, to have all these different bits of content. But if you had all these thousands of personas, what Soman is doing is really focusing different ads on what's going to engage those different personas in a very different way.
That's right. And we also found that in modern enterprise, it's very hard to change content.
Yeah.
So instead of pushing our clients to change content to feed the persona, we did it in reverse manner. So we have content that they get already approved to the HQ and all various levels of the brand. And then we find personas that match this content the best. So we always say that we might not be able to improve your content, because that's what you advertise, that's what your product is. We cannot help you with your product, with your content. But we definitely squeeze Facebook and Google in such a way that we will find the people who will react on any type of content, and therefore will improve the advertising personas as compared to what you had before. And this gives us confidence to guarantee the results. So we recently invite our partners and clients to join the pilot program where they don't even need to pay us anything, unless the results get improved by a substantial amount of percentage, usually it's 20% or more. And then that's a very easy decision for them.
That's a results-based payment system that shows the confidence you have.
Yeah. If you are in the right industry, if you give us access to all your past analytics, actually our platform is able to predict how well your ads will perform when they are run by AI. And then, of course, this gives us confidence because we are 96% accurate most of the time. So that works well.
That's really impressive. And you can improve it so dramatically. I mean, that was 300% improvement for one of those. One, I remember about 2 years ago, you were telling me about a client you had that, and I suppose you do this with a lot of them, where you were able to really link the clicks and engagement to real world sales. So how do you do that?
So every brand has the funnel that they are building. And this funnel consists of multiple parts. Top of the funnel is about the awareness metrics. Let's say reach, let's say number of impressions, cost per impression, cost per thousand impression, CPM.
Yeah.
That part of the funnel is really about how expensive, how cheap your can show your ads in a programmatic auction. Yeah. Then the middle of the funnel is the clicks engagements. And here is a very important moment. I'll be a little bit technical here so that more of you can understand it. So basically, when it comes to ad optimization on Facebook and Google, by choosing the objective of the ad, let's say, by choosing that I want to optimize for clicks or engagements, I'm actually switching the machine learning model on under the hood of, let's say, Facebook, so that Facebook start trying to find the people who are likely to click but not necessary to purchase, or who are likely to purchase but not necessary to engage and click. So this is the middle of the funnel. And indeed, you are right. Very often, people want sales, but the only thing that ads can achieve is a click and engagement, because the maybe the product is too new, or the brand is, brand's audience haven't really warmed up yet. So this is the second part of the funnel. The third part of the funnel is everything related to conversions. And there are two types of conversions. Conversions online, which is, can be tracked by, let's say, Facebook. And conversions offline that actually in, happening in your CRM. And the offline conversions is actual real conversions that brings you the revenues. So let's say in banking, people might apply for credit card online, and then after that, only after maybe 1.5 months, they get actually approved and converted offline through the actual sales manager. So what Samin is doing is trying to connect all these four parts of the ads and figure out first whether the funnel is working smooth, not broken in any part of this, whether the content is right, so therefore our CTRs are high, so people go through this content to their landing page, then whether the landing page is right, loading fast enough so that people convert on landing page into sales, into the CRM record, and then whether actual last mile conversion is right, so that people who appear eventually appear in CRM eventually become a client of the brand, so they either sign up from a trial to their paid subscription, or maybe they, I don't know, get a credit card in the bank. And the way we do it is establishing by establishing a feedback loop, so that when you track what kind of audiences, what kind of AI personas, and we have thousands of them, so what kind of them really drive the actual conversions in the CRM, you can optimize not based on just clicks on engagement, but you actually optimize on based on those people who have a longest lifetime value, highest lifetime value, longest lifetime usage cycle, and those people who have a, the greatest meaning for a particular business. And that's how you optimize based on actual sales, but not just clicks, engagements, and cost of showing the ad.
Really nice how you completely close that loop. I really like that, because so many companies don't achieve that very well. So what is the process to get this working so well? I mean, I've seen that you do things like landscape mapping, content analysis, you know, sociographic clustering, and then you automate it. I mean, there's a lot there. So how does that process work?
So the way we build it is to avoid any bottlenecks that are very common for the enterprise and corporate style marketing, as well as bottlenecks related to the agencies. So I have already mentioned that we do not require our clients to change content. So we just work with what they have. But we made a step further, and we also don't require them to change any procedures that they are using at the moment. So we come and give them an onboarding form that they can fill up on a platform. Inside this onboarding form, they specify their brand, social media handles, and also their competitors. So we can collect the so-called digital universe. And from this digital universe, our platform can already extract 14,000 of descriptors, personality traits, interests, and breaks them down into AI personas automatically. So our clients don't see this process. What they see their ad, but its ad is populated by numerous AI personas and executed automatically. So let's say you are at a bank, you created an ad for credit cards promotion with a long cashback. You just put this content on your Facebook as usual with all the placements set, with other parameters set, the ad optimization set, and then our platform picks that up, find AI personas that match the brand and competitor audience, and also at the same time the content of this ad, and push a lot of targeting variants into this ad, so that it will become hundreds of ad sets, or maybe even thousands of ad sets for the same content. And then it kicks in the optimization and starts trying to A/B test what AI-driven personas really work for this brand and what doesn't. So for our clients, it's still a very transparent process. They just see one more ad inside their ads manager, but this ad is populated by AI audiences inside. And then this ad runs, it gets optimized, the bid gets set by the platform as well. And to the end, you see within the same ad manager that this ad is just simply cheaper and probably running at a greater scale or at a faster pace as compared to what you had before. So for the performance manager, that's the end of the process because that's a KPI, the results. But for strategy officers, that's not the end. That's the beginning because once we know what kind of audiences actually convert our customers into sales, actually drive the highest clicks and engagement, we can analyze the funnel and we can also feedback back to the strategy team and to the product team what kind of people, what is their personality, we're actually reacting on the content and the product that you're selling so that you can adjust the banners, adjust the packaging, adjust the wording so that for the next campaign, you could already improve on the content. So we do ask them to improve on the content. We tell them how to improve, but we don't push them till they run ads through AI and AI really figure out what doesn't work. That saves them time and that really doesn't interfere with their regular process. So they don't even notice that they're running with our platform as compared to what they had before.
Really interesting. So for the first time you work with a client, you get their content as it is. You then the AI identifies who are the different personas that are the right ones and serves up different components of the content for the different personas to make it work. But then you get great improvement with that, with sales engagement and sales. But then on top of that, once you've run campaigns, you can actually also advise them on content changes that are going to get even more engagement and sales. That's really
perfectly
cool.
Right. Perfectly right. And that's the only way it should be, we believe. Because, of course, digital marketing is about content marketing and also the optimization of the advertising and the targeting. It's just you need to do it in the right time in the way that it will suit business and will not interfere with their regular routines.
Yeah, that's the thing, because I have a client that is doing third-party advertising and they have divided their everything they're doing into personas. I mean, I haven't been involved in their third-party advertising, but I know that they're always worried about content approval because, of course, we've got legal and regulatory things with content. But this would actually get around that because you've got the approved content and the AI is actually just taking parts of that. That's really amazing. So you're really probably, correct me if I'm wrong, able to find target audiences that they didn't even know were out there. Is that correct?
That's you are almost quoting one of our clients, the McDonald's in Southeast Asia, in Thailand. They said, we knew that this audience is there, but we didn't know how to find it because we literally didn't come across to the idea that you can target fast food audience through interests like office workers, through interests like home electronics, etc. But if you look at it, that's what our platform found, but if you look at it in a broader way, you will see, okay, all of us are people. If we like fast food, it doesn't mean we don't need to go shopping, we don't need to go work in office. And actually, if you think even deeper, you will understand that office workers do require fast food restaurants chains to be nearby because sometimes they don't have time to have a longer meal.
Sure.
They want to make it quick, and that they are one of the main personas for, let's say, McDonald's or some other fast food restaurant chains. And then you go deeper to other clients and you will see that the most performing interest for Huggies, the diaper brand, was last summer, was inflatable boats. What are Huggies to do with inflatable boats and mummies? And we've got marketers trying to explain that. You know, that's probably because there's also dads like, fishing. And that's where the inflatable boats come in. And the reality was much more funny. The reality was that Facebook's AI was predicting what is on an image of a diaper slightly wrongly, because diapers look like inflatable boats and vice versa. And therefore, the mapping on a Facebook site happened in such a way that many pictures with diapers were mapped as inflatable boats.
But oh my goodness.
As a marketer, how would you know that, right? So
yeah.
What has happened is on some inside, the same thing, the same process has happened. The inflatable boat interest get tested, and it resulted with almost double improvement of the results. And one of the managers of WPP main share quit his job and joined Somin team from that moment. He say, what I'm learning for the last 7 years doesn't make sense at all if some company can come, target diapers by inflatable boats and get two times better results than what I was trying to achieve with my team for the last 3 years.
That's amazing.
So he's our head of operations right now.
That's a testimonial when your client quits their company to join yours because they're so impressed. I really like that. That's really interesting. It reminded me of something else with diapers, which was an AI, which was, I think it was Target. And they use AI for a lot of their targeting. But they discovered that it was either Target or CVS. It was one of those stores that sell diapers. And they discovered that there was a strong relationship between buying diapers and buying beer. And I'm like, what is that about? Then it turned out that a lot of husbands were sent out to get the diapers and they picked up beer at the same time. So you never know. You never know.
As a father of two young kids, I can relate it easily. I don't need AI to explain that, okay?
So as a user, so say you're a digital marketer and you become a Somin client, how do they get started? How does everything work from their perspective? So say I come to you and say, I've got some content, I've got these ads, make it magic. How does it work?
Pretty simple. They could just go to our website and fill up the form. Then we'll reach out back and show the demo and explain everything. Another way is to come to us via email, and you could even qualify for this, we call it $1 offer, where you are going to run ads for free through our platform, given that you have a historical traction of your campaigns, and given that you are spending about 10K USD per month or more on your digital ads. In such a way, our platform will actually evaluate the performance, predict the KPI improvement, and we can have a kind of a battle, who is better, human versus AI. And later it can serve you and help you. It can serve you and help you to improve your ad performance moving forward. So it's very simple. We're not going to change any procedures you guys have. And you can just come to us with your existing ads manager. Our platform will connect to it through the APIs, analyze the current performance, and then it would help further to run and optimize ads. So you will not just make the ads work better, but actually you also save about 40% of your time. WPP was referring to us, we did an experiment. They say that about 40% of the time of the managers in the performance agency has been saved on ad execution tasks because they have employed our solution, and therefore those managers can focus on something much more meaningful, the creativity, the strategies, the media planning, something only human can do well.
For now. So you work with so many different types of brands. So, you know, you mentioned pizza, banks, food, clothing, shoes, whatever. So really, is there any kind of brand it doesn't work for? It sounds like you can really use this process to collect the data on any type of customer with any type of brand. Is that correct?
Technically, right, that's correct. But of course, some industries work better and some industries work worse. Usually, we found that this is related to several factors. First, that's, of course, related to the price tag of the product. If you're selling Ferraris, it might not be a very good idea to do it on a Facebook, because such kind of decision of buying a Ferrari is not happening instantaneously, and the number of people, the size of the audience is smaller as compared to somebody who are going to buy a burger in McDonald's. So these two factors, the size of the audience and how specific and expensive the product is, do affect. Therefore, it works for B2C the best, and therefore the if the product is more of a mass use and the audience is large, definitely there's a lot of room for optimization. That's where our platform performs the best, pretty much across all the B2C industries. But of course, banking, retail, e-commerce, food and beverage, fast-moving consuming goods, sports, that's all those industries where it has been tested multiple times and shown very, very good results.
What kind of size of audience would be the smallest that you would say you would recommend using it for, or potential audience?
So in a market, if in a market you have 20-30% to be relevant to the particular product, at least, like not directly relevant, but at least indirectly, at least in terms of the top of the funnel, then that's already fine. Then you can run. If it's just about 1% or 2%, like some luxury goods, specific offers, then you either need to have a very good big market, like you have to advertise it for the whole world, or you might actually consider choosing another channel, because of course Facebook ads and Google display ads are more for the mass advertising, and that's where Samin is doing the best.
Okay.
DV, TikTok, Facebook, and maybe Google ads for the mass advertising.
And what is the implementation period? So from someone actually coming to you and engaging you, how long does it take from that to implementation to seeing results?
I mean, so our record was with GNC in Japan, and the record was, I think, 5 hours.
Wow.
But usually what we say is that within a month or two, you're going to see the actual improvement. Why we take 2 months as our 2 or 3 months as a benchmark, because usually it takes about 2-3 weeks in the beginning to really understand all the specifics of particular product, to connect with the team, to provide all the accesses, and to link up the platform in such a way that it can leverage on all the tracking that the customer has. But if everything is ideal, let's say everything is ideal, then within 2 weeks to 1 month, you already can see the improvement of the results, and that's how fast usually our clients make a decision. We had a digital bank, arguably one of the most powerful banks in Europe. They started last July with one pilot for one product, and in December last year, they were already running 14 products with us, and they were running them at the different types of subscription. So the overall monthly budgets on ads were over $1 million per month.
Wow, really cool. And so it's really taking it's automating everything. So the creatives are still doing their creative ads, but the AI is basically taking the elements and customizing it for all these different segments of personas that are out there that it finds. I really love this. And so is it normally a subscription platform?
So the platform works on a subscription, you're right. And the subscription package and cost depends on how much budget do you spend per month and what are the features you are using, whether you use analytics dashboards, just running the ads, etc. And this is a solution as a service, subscription as a service, managed service software. So you are getting an operations manager to helping you to click the buttons and set up the ads in case you need to do so. However, this summer, we are coming up with an SME product that will be positioned as a product that makes everyone marketing on Facebook as a pro. That could be an alternative to hiring an in-house staff or hiring an agency when you are in a very early stage of your development, when you are still growing your budget. That thing will cost you a few hundred bucks per month.
Yeah.
And that will help you to leverage AI and all the best practices of setting up the ads in order to kickstart fast. While for the agencies, it will help them to lower the entry barrier for their staff to start managing ads for the rest, so to improve their productivity and save them time.
Really nice. I think basically for anyone who's running advertising on social media, Somin.ai, to me, is a no-brainer. It clearly optimizes so well, particularly if you're a B2C company. So for anyone wanting further information on Somin, head over to Somin, Somin.ai, and you'll be able to find out a lot more about it. Thank you so much, Alex, for being my guest today. I find what you're doing amazing, and I think you're doing a great service to digital marketers. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Andrea. Thanks for having me here.
Thanks for listening to this episode of AI for Business Growth with Dr. Andre Bates. If you have received huge value from this show, or maybe this episode has highlighted how you can use AI in your business, then we would love for you to support the show by leaving us a 5-star rating wherever you download your podcasts. For more information on the subjects covered in this episode, links mentioned during the conversation, or to connect with Dr. Andre, click the link in the show notes now. Plus, make sure you hit the subscribe or follow button on your podcast app now to make sure you never miss an episode.